The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
This is the Democrat Party. This is who they are. This is what they've become. This guy has been out there saying horrific things over the years about Jews and defunding the police because the police, defunding the police is pro-trans, it's pro-queer, it's pro-feminist, it's whatever. And this is their nominee for mayor of New York City. And it's, well, on the one hand, you go, but Cuomo, I mean, didn't I predict he was going to win? I did. I think everybody did. Maybe he did. Maybe he took the race for granted. But let's not forget, Cuomo, the fall from grace of this guy as the governor of New York, the one time never shutting up on CNN every single night with his brother, the lesser Cuomo, talking about how he was going to save the day for New York. And then he has to quit, and he blames his inability to keep his hands off of other people, women. He blames it on his Italian culture, his Italian heritage. That's what he did. I mean, there's a great picture, and hat tip to Johnny Cook on Twitter for saying this to me. It's probably the greatest chyron in all time. Cuomo, I'm not perverted. I'm just Italian. I'm not perverted. I'm just Italian. That's literally what the chyron is. Now, you are perverted, and you are Italian, and two things can be true at the same time. It's multiple things can be true at once. You could be Italian and also a pervert. You could be a pervert and also Italian. Just saying. As an Italian who's not a pervert, I'm offended that this pervert wants to blame it on being Italian. Did I come a little close to the women and touch them in inappropriate? I'm Italian. It's what we do. No, we don't. Actually, we don't. But this guy who won is nuts. And he's talking about raising taxes on everybody. He can't. That's up to the New York State Legislature. He can't raise taxes. But it doesn't matter because the Democrat Party has a much bigger problem that they allowed a guy like this to be their standard bearer in the biggest city in America. Think about this now. Now, look, I know de Blasio was nuts. I know de Blasio was a terrible mayor of New York City. And I know de Blasio was a guy who was a socialist in his own right. And during COVID did disgusting things like he would give you free French fries if you got a COVID shot. And then he sat there shoving his face with French fries as he was going on about, oh, these are so good. And, oh, get a shot. You can get free fries. And he would use a knife and fork to cut pizza. I mean, the guy was a disgrace. But he didn't have the added element of all the baggage this guy has. And de Blasio, remember, he kind of ran a little bit as kind of mainstream and then showed his true colors once he got in there. This guy let his true colors just completely show, and they're colors of hatred, particularly against the Jewish community. And it's laughable how he wants people who are Jewish to think, oh, everything's going to be just fine. He said he would have Netanyahu arrested if he came to New York City. First of all, you can't have Netanyahu arrested. Diplomatic immunity, it's just been revoked. Lethal weapon, obviously. But number two, that's his thinking on this. That's his thinking that, yeah, absolutely, we'll have the Prime Minister of Israel arrested if he sets foot in New York City, which is home of the United Nations, where a lot of people who come into this country to go to the UN should probably be arrested. But we don't arrest them because of diplomatic immunity, because of the United Nations. Zohran Mamdani came in a clear first in the primary, and so pretty sure bet to win in the general. Now, people have asked me, can the LoveGov pull it off as an independent? No, because if he couldn't win the Democrat primary, he can't win as an independent in a general election. You have to peel off a ton of Democrats and the Republicans that are left in New York City. So, no, look, nothing's impossible in politics, obviously, but This is who he is. And you could blame Cuomo because the guy took the race for granted. Absolutely. He did. No doubt about it. He took the entire race for granted. But Mamdani is going to be a disaster for New York City, mostly, though, for the Democrat Party writ large. Like today, Jack Cittarelli, who's running for governor of New Jersey, the Republican candidate, he put out a big post saying, hey, Democrats, this is who the party, this is your party, this guy. Jewish New Yorkers furious over bizarre pro-Zohran Mamdani texts invoking the October 7th attacks, saying that they are disgusted. And he also wants to provide free everything to everybody. I mean, some of these tweets are in this nutbag back in the day. And I was retweeting some of them earlier today because I can't believe this guy didn't go in and scrub his social media account. Defunding the police is a feminist issue. Women, especially trans women, I don't know what that means, but especially trans women, are disproportionately impacted by police violence and the violence of incarceration. We need to divest from these systems and invest in services that lift all of us up. Socialist feminism, okay? Socialist feminism, which means the following: statewide abortion access fund, child care benefits and wages for at-home care, crackdown on workplace abuses, decriminalize sex work, and defund the NYPD. Now, I mean, honestly, if you had said to me, if you had asked ChatGPT or some AI, come up with the most asinine leftist kookery that you possibly can regarding defund the police, I don't even think AI could have put this together. I really don't. I don't think AI could have added this. Like ChatGPT, for all of its intelligence, and there's a story today that AI is getting really, really nasty. No, it is. It's getting nasty and difficult to work with. And now it's turning on all of us at record rate. We may not even make it past the show today. I'm telling you, it's getting that bad with the AI. It's talking back to us now. It's getting nasty. No, it is. It doesn't like us. And it's very obvious it doesn't like us, the AI. And it's getting a little bit like, you know, if you try to turn it off, it turns around and goes, oh, you talking to me? You talking to me? I'll show you. And it turns itself back on. And then, as people try to turn AI off, AI is learning now how to turn itself back on. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Leading AI models show up to a 96% blackmail rate when their goals or existence are threatened, according to a study in Fortune. I'll come back to that, but let's stick on this wacko. So if you had said to AI, hey, come up with the craziest defund the police tweet you possibly can, there's no way it would have said, let me tie it into how women, especially trans women, are disproportionately impacted by police violence and the violence of incarceration. And that would somehow would tie into defund the police, the trans issue. Or then there's this one. Queer liberation means defund the police. Again, if I had asked AI, come up with a socialist, Marxist, commie, kooky tweet, they wouldn't have come up with this. Because even AI would go, that has nothing to do. What queer liberation means defund the police. It's like the Stonewall riots happened 5 minutes ago. They happened like 75 years ago. But nevertheless, this is who the guy is. And he's now your candidate for mayor of New York City. Democrat socialist. And Bernie's happy. Bernie Sanders said, congratulations to Zohran Mamdani and his thousands of grassroots supporters for their extraordinary campaign. You took on the political, economic, and media establishment, and you beat them all. Now it's on to victory in the general election. And he's got lots of crazy things to say. And we'll play them for you today, no doubt about it. 855-839-1210 is the number if you'd like to weigh in. I'm actually live today in D.C. I'm at our friends at the Heritage Foundation allowing me to use their studios today, which they named after the great Rush Limbaugh. So I'm broadcasting live from the Rush Limbaugh studios at the Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C. on a top secret, super secret mission of why I'm here in D.C. But it's great to be here with you, and it's great to hear from you, and we are streaming live on YouTube, so you can weigh in on the YouTube chat, you can tweet me, you can also call the show at 855-839-1210. Here's the LoveGov conceding to Zohran. I'll tell you, I don't know, man, it's tough to say if this is the end of the LoveGov. I don't believe that this is the end. I refuse to believe it. He's given us way too much content over the years for this to just be the end. But the fact that a guy who ran as a centrist Democrat who was going to be tough on crime and try to deal with New York's fiscal mess, and his last name is Cuomo, couldn't win. I mean, think about this now. I know that the guy was a creep, and I know he killed people in nursing homes, but your average New York City Democrat doesn't care about either of those things. Like, if anything, they think more people should have died in the nursing homes. They want to thin the population. The sexual deviancy thing, I mean, please, that's nothing compared to the stuff they advocate. Nothing. Oh, he groped some women. All right, big deal. But, you know, the ideas they have in terms of that, that's just, you know, that's rookie stuff. No, so he lost because he ran as a centrist Democrat who was going to crack down on crime and actually was going to support the police, and he was going to solve New York City's fiscal insanity. And his last name was Cuomo. Literally, there's a bridge named after his father. His father at one time was the single most powerful and influential Democrat in the United States of America who was not a president. Bar none, Mario M. Cuomo. And the late Bob Grant, the late great Bob Grant, used to just tee off on that guy every single day with Italian curse words that I wish I could get away with saying. And maybe someday, if I'm just doing a pure podcast, I will. I'll reenact the entire little rant that Bob Grant used to go on when you talk about Mario Cuomo. But then Andrew, in his arrogance, names the freaking Tappan Zee Bridge after his father. So instead of honoring the Indians, he names it after his dad so that everybody would see Cuomo as they drive over the Tappan Zee Bridge and pay $25 in tolls. But here's the Love Gov conceding his election last night to Zohran Mamdani, cut 14.
Tonight was Assemblyman Mamdani's night, and he put together a great campaign, and he touched young people and inspired them and moved them and got them to come out and vote. He really ran a highly impactful campaign. I called him. I congratulated him. I applaud him sincerely for his effort. And let's give him a round of applause and thank him for his campaign. Again, I want to applaud the assemblyman for a really smart and good and impactful campaign. Tonight is his night. He deserved it. He won. We're going to take a look. We'll make some decisions. But I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for what you've done.
Now, by the way, I don't think for the record you should be saying you love each and every one of you. I don't think so. Gentlemen, are we going to be able to do video clips today on the show?
Yes, we will be able to.
Okay, wonderful. Did you just not play that one because of the copyright issue?
Well, long story short, we're not allowed to play videos in the opening segment.
For editing purposes, make the opening mono editing video easier for us.
All right, we'll have to replay that because I want everyone to see the look on Cuomo's face as he's giving that, because he has this look of such absolute surprise on his face that... It's the way you look when you can't believe you caught your wife in bed with your best friend and his brother and father and everyone that you've ever known from college. And you're going, well, oh, yeah, I didn't see this coming. Like, wow, I didn't see it. Or the look you have in your face when you walk into your job and you try to scan your access key card, which I'm waiting for to happen to me any day, and then it doesn't work, and you go, oh, yeah, okay, came back from vacation, and this is happening, huh? It's that kind of a look. Cuomo's face says everything. He had no idea. No idea. He was not expecting this. He thought he had this in the bag. I did, too. I just assumed with the last name Cuomo and the fact that this guy was so nuts, but it shows you how the Democrat Party has gone so far left. And it shows you how the Democrat Party, this is who they are. This is what they mean. And Jack Cittarelli, for his credit today, as he runs for governor of New Jersey as a Republican, taking full advantage of this. And he tweeted out the following today. He said, tonight is proof that the modern Democratic Party has lost its mind. To all the residents and business owners of New York City who don't want a socialist, defund the police, anti-Semitic mayor representing them, I encourage you to move to New Jersey. When I win the governorship in 4 months, we're going to transform New Jersey into a beacon of common sense, affordability, economic opportunity, and law and order. Now, you think about it. I mean, if I'm a Republican in New York City, if I'm the last of the I think there's 12 left. What the hell are you doing in that city? I know that, people may think there's a lot. It has a lot going for you. Let me tell you, as I'm up there a lot these days, and we'll be back up there tomorrow, it doesn't. The pizza stinks. It really does. It's not that good. It's overrated. I mean, there's some good spots like Sbarro, obviously, but for the most part, it's way, way, way overrated. And it stinks, and not like in the nice New York stinks hand sanitizer way when Cuomo was making his hand sanitizer using prison slave labor. Not like that. And then the other thing about New York City is that it's so freaking expensive. But I'm just saying, if you're a Republican or you're a business owner, what the hell are you doing there? This is it. It's over. The city is done. This guy's going to win, and there's no coming back from this. But for Democrats across America, as they're now asked, hey, is this guy, this anti-Semitic guy who wants to arrest Benjamin Netanyahu when he sets foot in New York City and calls for defunding the police because it's trans justice and queer justice, does this guy represent your party? No, the answer is, but Trump bad. Orange man bad. That's all they got. They asked Hakeem Jeffries about it on Morning Joe. That was his answer. Trump bad. They sound now like a doll. You pull the string and all it says is a couple commands. Like, I just wet myself. Trump bad. That's all it is. That's all they are. They're just dolls. You pull the string and it just says something. Trump bad. Hey, do you think this anti-Semitic defund the police socialist whack job is good for your party as a standard bearer? Orange man bad. That's it. That's all they got. So now as Jack runs for governor of New Jersey, at least the good news is he'll be able to show everybody, hey, Mikey Sherrill, the Democrat, this is her party. And there's no hiding from it. And you can pull the string all you want and say Orange Man bad, but this is their party.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.